Hi, this is Tobin Beck from Concordia University in Seward, and I'm here today with Joel Helmer, who is professor of geography and also the chairman of the History, Geography, and Criminal Justice Department. Besides that, he also coaches Concordia's shooting team, and thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Okay. To start with, can you describe your role as geography professor and kind of how you got interested in geography and what you're doing now with teaching it?
Yeah, great. You know, it's kind of one of those stories that goes back a long time. I've always been interested in history and geography and kind of the social sciences since I was in high school, and then actually came here to Concordia in the late 80s, ended up graduating in 92 with a teaching degree in social science. So I ended up wanting to go and teach, you know, history, geography, economics, those areas. So eventually obtained a PhD in environmental science, and then was hired here 10 years ago to teach geography. I do also teach some environmental science classes as well. And so, yeah, it's an area that I love. I love to travel. I love to work with students and hopefully inspire them to be lifelong learners and explore our world that God gave us. So it's a great area to teach in.
Sounds great. You've also been pretty innovative in using technology with your classes. Can you describe that a bit?
Yeah, you know, in my area, in my discipline, geography, a lot of it is, we call it geospatial technologies. A lot of people are familiar with GPS, computer mapping, remote sensing. So we do a lot of technology applications in my courses where students learn how to use technologies to produce their own maps, learn how to use GPS and other technologies to study geography. So yeah, it's pretty tech heavy, which is challenging, but also rewarding.
Well, that's great for students to be able to learn how to use that technology. You've also done a number of trips with your students, taking them to the Sand Hills and elsewhere.
Yeah, that's one thing nice about Concordia is our class sizes are fairly small and it allows us to lead field trips. So a couple weeks ago, I took a class, physical geography class, over to Nine Mile Prairie, which is near Lincoln. And during our lab time, we can take students and go out and do short field trips during the day. But also, you know, I've taken students quite a few times out to the Sand Hills of Nebraska to study physical geography and geology. That's a great area to do that. I've also led quite a few national park trips. I enjoy national parks, and I've taken students on two-week May term trips to our national parks. So we learn about, you know, the history of the parks, but also natural resource management in those parks. So that's very rewarding. A lot of my former students have gone on to become real park hounds, trying to go to different parks.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And since you mentioned former students, what do your students go on to do after leaving Concordia?
Yeah, that's a great question. I track all of my majors, so when they leave here, I keep track of them, and that's very rewarding. But you know, geography is very kind of broad, and so I have students do a variety of things. Quite a few of them go to graduate school. I have students who are in urban planning. I have students who are surveyors. I have students who actually do GIS work, GPS work, kind of that geospatial technology work. You know, just a variety of things. Some of them have gone on to work in kind of the computer science field. So, yeah, it's rewarding. Some of them go the natural resource management track. So, yeah, it's a very, very exciting degree to get. There are actually a lot of jobs available for my students. So,
okay. No, that sounds terrific. Tell me a bit about the shooting team and how you got involved with that and kind of what that's all about.
Yeah, another great thing about Concordia is we're small enough where, you know, if you have an idea and want to pursue it, we're pretty open to that and flexible with that. So I'm a lifelong hunter, outdoorsman. I've always, you know, liked to shoot. And so I noticed a few years ago that there are more and more colleges starting shotgun teams. And also I noticed that a lot of high schools have shooting teams now. In Nebraska, for example, this last May at the state tournament for high school shooters, there were 2,500 shooters there from around the state. So it's growing nationally at the high school level, and now it's starting to grow more and more at the college level. So I said, you know, why not Concordia? And so 4 years ago, with the support of the administration, I started a team here. And that initial team had five on it. And this year I have 16. So we've seen a lot of growth in the program.
So can you kind of describe the range of students that you have taking part on the team?
Yeah, you know, really my goal for the team was this is a way to bring students to Concordia who probably would not be here. They're looking for schools with shooting programs. And so I have students on my team from South Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, Kansas, Montana, Alaska. So these students come from all over and they're coming to Concordia to shoot. And they're great students. First and foremost, I recruit good students who want to come here and shoot as well. So yeah, just a great group of young men and women. That's what's kind of unique too, is this is a sport that men and women compete in. And right now, out of the 16, seven of them are young ladies.
Okay. And you also have taken some members of the team who did not know how to shoot before they joined the team. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, initially, the first couple of years, while we're trying to get the program built, I did bring in a couple of recruits who really didn't have a lot of experience with competitive shooting. And so that's been actually rewarding. They had a passion for it, but never had the opportunity in high school. And so I took a couple of those on, and they've really turned into they're really good shooters now. As the team has grown and become more established, generally now I'm looking for shooters that have had, you know, some competitive mm-hmm. experience. So
okay, and for those who might not be familiar with how that works, can you kind of briefly explain how that competition does work?
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people aren't familiar with the shooting sports. I'll just start with, you know, it is an Olympic sport, and so it's something that my shooters are very passionate about. Their families are passionate about it. What's kind of unique is there's a lot of different disciplines. It's kind of like track in the sense that in shooting there's multiple events you compete in. So, for example, they shoot American trap, they shoot American skeet. They shoot international skeet, double trap, wobble trap, and additional and sporting clays. So there's a lot of different events that are all a little bit different. And so it's challenging because at our tournaments, they shoot multiple different events and they need to become proficient in all of those. And so, yeah, it's a real challenge, but it's also just a whole lot of fun.
Okay. And what sort of guns do you use with this?
Yeah, this is all shotguns, and generally all 12-gauge shotguns. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that they of course, provide themselves. Everyone has a kind of different type of gun that they prefer. But, yeah, it's all shotgun, all 12-gauge.
Okay. And everyone also has gone through gun safety training as well?
Yes, all of these shooters. I'm a NRA-certified shotgun coach. The shooters that come in have been coached for years. Most all of them have been through some type of, you know, hunter ed, shotgun training course before they arrive. So that's one thing that we really stress, of course, is safety. We are continually cognizant of safe gun handling. And that's what's great about this sport is it teaches young people to be responsible at an early age. You know, to have a shotgun in your hand when you're 15 or 10 or 17 is a big responsibility, and so it teaches them to take on that responsibility at an early age, which I think is great.
Okay. And this seems to be a sport that is growing around not only the region but around the country.
Yeah, that's what's really exciting. Now, in our conference, our athletic conference, the GPAC, Great Plains Athletic Conference, there are five teams, colleges now with teams, and that's all happened within the last 5 years. These programs have been started. And so nationally, it's growing as well. At our national tournament this last March in San Antonio, there were about 84 teams present. And so it's growing. And what's happening, it's growing at the high school level around the nation. I was up in Minnesota, for example, at their high school state tournament this summer, and there were 10,000 competitors. Wow. at this high school tournament. And so, yeah, it's really pretty amazing.
That's incredible. So what about after students graduate, if they wish to remain competitive shooters, what sorts of avenues are open to them for doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, one thing I'll mention is this is a lifelong sport. And so this is a sport where they can continue to compete. There's a lot of different organizations where they can still compete in the sport. Some of my shooters actually have Olympic dreams. That's a process that you have to go through. You have to make the USA shooting team and then eventually the Olympic team. But I do have team members who have Olympic dreams and they're working towards that. So that's another avenue that's, of course, very, very competitive, but that is another avenue. And so, yeah, another thing I'll mention is I always tell my team members they're going to make great coaches someday. So whether they work with their kids someday or high school teams or 4-H teams, they're going to have so much experience and they're just going to be wonderful coaches. And I really think, too, down the road, there's going to be opportunities for them to coach full-time, maybe at a college or a high school.
That sounds great. What sort of range of majors do you have among the students who are on the team?
Yeah, I've got a variety of backgrounds. I have a music therapy student this semester, a freshman. I have several that are in business. I have a pre-optometry student, criminal justice. Boy, it's a variety, kind of mimics the student body. You know, they come from a variety of backgrounds.
Okay. Thank you for being here today. I'm Tobin Beck. Again, this is Professor Joel Helmer at Concordia University in Seward.
Thank you.